Yud Dalet Shvat, Tuesday, the 3rd of February, Rabbi Shmuel Rosenthal, The Meaning of Shovavim.
Good morning, everyone. As just mentioned, the topic of today's shiur is going to be about the meaning of shovavim. Now we're going to split up today's shiur into three parts. Firstly, we're going to discuss what's unique about these weeks of shovavim. The second part, we're going to discuss some halachas relating to the timing of shovavim. And the third part, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to pick a theme that we can take out of this year's shovavim. Starting with, why are these weeks of shovavim unique? That in these weeks, one can extricate oneself from tuma and be moisef kedusha v'tahara. There's a Ramchal. In Derech Hashem, the Ramchal says that the reason why we do Kriyas HaTorah every Shabbos, the reason why we line through the Torah and throughout the year we line through the whole Torah, is because any shefa, any brocha that a person gets, that Klal Yisrael gets, lies inside the Torah. And therefore, in order that we can attach ourselves to the Torah and release this brocha and shefa, we have to read through the whole Torah every year. And through that, we can maximize, through this connection to the Torah, we can maximize the shefa and brocha that we're going to be able to take from the Torah. The Ramchal says that for the same reason, we lie on the Yom Tovim, we lie about the Yontif. Because Yom Tovim have a Ruchniyistika Skula, they have a Ruchniyistika Hashpah. And how do we release this Ruchniyistika Shefa, this Ruchniyistika Hashpah? Only through reading the parts of the Torah which contain in them this Skula Ruchni. And therefore we read about on every Yom Tov, we read about the parts of the Torah which discuss this Yom Tov, because in those parts of the Torah lies these Skulis Ruchnis, and through reading about them, that releases it. Getting back to Kriyas HaTorah, of the weekly Kriyas HaTorah, there's a Magen Avraham in Ur Chaim. Magen Avraham proves that every single week's Kriyas HaTorah has its own unique koyach. This week's Yisroi has got the unique koyach of Yisroi. And he proves this from, there's a minig that some people have to fast on Erev Shabbos Parashas Chukas. And this has got a historical reason. This was because many years ago in France they burnt a number of wagon loads of Sforim on Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parashas Chukas. And the question is, why, normally when something happens, whether it's a good thing, a bad thing, we commemorate it on the date in the calendar year. Why do we commemorate this on Erev Shabbos Parashas Chukas, which every year falls on a different date? And the Magen Avraham explains that this is because they did a Shailas Chacham, and it was a Svara, that the reason why this Gezeirah came was due to the Kriyas HaTorah of that week, due to reading Parashas Chukas. Parashas Chukas starts off Zeis Chukas HaTorah, which a Targum teaches Dor Gezeiras Eraisa, which literally means this is the Gezeirah on the Torah. And therefore, in order to avert this from happening in future, and the fact that they read Parashas Chukas was, that was a siva that caused this gzeira to happen. Therefore, in order to stop it happening in the future, there are those who fast on Erev Shabbos Parashas Chukas. That is why these weeks running from Shmois through to Mishpatim are unique for Shovavim, unique for being able to do tshuva, for a person to move out of Tuma and into the highest levels of Kedusha V'Tahara. Because it's in these weeks, running through from Shmois to Mishpatim, that we read about Klal Yisrael being in Tumas Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was a Mokum Tomei. Mitzrayim, Shteit Nisroim, Mitzrayim was the Merkava, the Tumah. Very high level of Tumah. And Klal Yisrael were being affected by this Tumah. And Rebbein Shem took them out. And didn't just take them out. He took them to the highest levels of Kedusha by Matan Torah. And that's what we're reading about in these weeks. And therefore it's in these weeks, the Kriyas Torah of these weeks is Mesugal, that to mashpi on a person, that a person can also raise himself from Tumah to Kedusha. Tomorrow is Tu Shvat. I saw in the Sefer Chazon LeMoed that he connects Tu Shvat to the weeks of Shovim. Tu Shvat always falls in the weeks of Shovim. Always falls in the weeks of Shovim. He explains as follows. He says that the Arizal speaks out that the reason why Klal Yisrael had to go through, had to endure Golas Mitzrayim, was in order to mechapa on the chait of Adam Rishon. Adam Rishon ate from the Eitz Hadas when he wasn't able to, and through that he brought Tumah upon himself. And therefore, says the Arizal, that's why Klal Yisrael had to go into Mitzrayim, had to go into Makom Tumah, and had to not fall to the lowest levels of Tumah, and Rebbein Shem would take them out, and that would be mechapa for the Tumah that Adam Rishon brought upon himself. Says the Chazon LeMoed, the Sforim say that Tu B'Shvat is also there to mechapa for the chait of Eitz Hadas. Tu B'Shvat is we celebrate the rebirth of the trees, and that is coming to be mechapa in some way for the chait of the Eitz Hadas. Now I want to move on to speaking about some of the halachas of the timing of Shovim. Now you won't find anything about Shovim in the Shulchan Aruch, not in the Ramah, because it was only in the Skala in later Doris. But you will find it on the page in the Shulchan Aruch. It's already brought down in Mokin Avram, it's brought down in Be'er Heitev, Shari Tshuva on the page. They discuss this minig. And it's brought down as the minig is to fast. Those who have the minig is to fast on the Thursdays of those weeks of Shovim. And also to say special slichas, which are created for those for Shovim. Now, this year is a Shana Pshuta. Those who do Shovim, it's Shovim, from Shmois till Mishpatim. In a Shana Muberes, it's Shovim Tat. You do Truman to Tzav as well. And then the Magen Avraham, they bring down that there are those who say that you're meant to do for Yaakov Kudu as well. Now it leaves out Kisisa. So as the Likutei Mariach explains, that's because Kisisa speaks about Mashmim al Ashkolim. Mashmim al Ashkolim has got to do with Stoka. And Stoka is B'mokim Tanis, and therefore there's no need to do Shovim, no need to fast that week. They also bring down there that some people only have the minig to fast Shovim in Shonis Muboris, in leap years. And I saw two Mahalchim in this. The Levush says that the reason is because the original Takana was instituted because they found that the Noshim Muboris, the pregnant ladies, were being mapil, they were miscarrying during Shonis Muboris. And therefore, in order to counteract that, the Om Sakin that in Shonis Muboris, one should fast and say Slichas in the Shovim Tat. And very appropriately, Shovim starts with Parashat Shmos, which starts with Mnesol Poru Vayishitzu Vayirbu, which no doubt is a skula to prevent this from happening. I saw in the Luach Tova Be'itoi, he brings down another Mahalach, he explains that the reason why it's only in Shonis Muboris is because it's in Shonis Muboris that you have more than half a year between the Behab, the base and the base, the Sheni Chamishi Sheni of Cheshvan and Iyar. You have more than half a year, and therefore you need to put something in the middle, which is a similar sort of idea. Now the question is, why Thursdays? Why did they pick that Thursday should be the day of the week, in which to have this Tanis and to say these Slichas? The Eliyarabba already speaks about it. I saw two Mahalchim. Again, the Sefer Luach Tovah Be'Itah, he brings down Mahalach that It was on Thursdays that the Rebbeinu Shem said to the Dogim. It was on the, in the days of Maaseh Bereishis. On the fifth day, Rebbeinu Shem promised the Dogim that you should be Pruvu. And therefore, those days are Mesugal. Again, we said the reason why Masak and Shavim was because the Moboris were Mapil. And therefore, Thursday is an appropriate day. Rebbeinu Shem promised Pruvu to counteract that. And actually, the Gemara in the beginning of Kesubis, when the Gemara, the Mishnah starts off that Pesurun Nisus Biyom Revi. So the Gemara that brings down the Tzad that Be'emes Noshim should get married on Yom Chamishi because of this bracha to the Dogim of Pruru. The Likuti Mariach brings down another Mahalach, why it's Dafka on Thursdays, the Umasakan this. And he says that the Arizal brings down that the idea of Shogim is to Misakan a Pagam in the Middle Sea Soid. And Be'emes, he says, Shogim should have been on Friday. Friday is the sixth day of the week, which is Kenegim Midasi Soid. No, you can't fast on Fridays, so they bring it forward one day. Like they do in Tanis Esther, you bring it forward sometimes one day when it's on a Friday, because you can't fast on a Friday. So too, they brought this forward one day, and that's why you fast on a Thursday. One more interesting shaila about this. The shaila is what happens if it falls, if this fast of this Thursday falls on Purim Cotton, Tu B'Shvat, Rish Chodesh. What do you do then? Are you mashlim it? Big shaila on the poskim. Do you just leave it that week? Or are you mashlim it in Shuvah Tetzaveh? Are you mashlim it in V'yakel Pekudei later weeks? The Shari Tshuva on the page in the Shulchan Aruch, he brings down a pshara. He says, in a Shonim or Beres, where it's a bit more Me'ik Yadin, and everyone agrees to it, that you should be mashlim it in later weeks. Whereas a Shonim Pshuta, you don't. Now I want to move on to picking a message that we can pick out from, we can take with us from these weeks of Shavim. This year, Shavim runs from Shmois till Mishpatim. Now, there's an idea that we find in the Psukim. We find it at the beginning of Shmois, we find it at the end of Mishpatim. And that is that when Klal Yisrael and Golus, when Klal Yisrael and Tzara and Golus, when Klal Yisrael and Mitzrayim and Golus, the Rebbein Shem is together with them in Golus. We find it at the beginning of Shmois. Moshe, Rebbein Shem appeared to Moshe in the snare. And he asked Moshe Rabbeinu, will you take Klal Yisrael out? So Moshe Rabbeinu asked him, Klal Yisrael is going to ask me, Mashmoy, in which Hanhoga is Rebbein Shem fury? Mashmoy, Rebbein Shem answered, tell them, Eke Asher Eke. Rashi brings down, it's Be'emes the Gemara and Brochus of Test, that what Rebbein Shem was saying, that the meaning of the name Eke Asher Eke is, Eyeimoyim Begolosu, Ve'eyeimoyim Begolos Achiris. I'll be with them this Golos, I'll be with them in future Golos. So Moshe Rabbeinu said back to Rebbein Shem, Daya Torah B'Shaita, I'm not going to tell Klal Yisrael now, that in this Torah, I'm not going to tell them about future Golos. So Rebbein Shem, the apostle carries on, tell them, Eke Shlachani Aleichem. Tell them, Devaila, I'm with them in this Golos. That's the beginning of Shemois. At the end of Mishpatim, we find a similar thing. We find that this was after Matan Torah. Klal Yisrael saw, possibly it was only shown to the Zakenim, they saw the Libnas and Sapir. They saw that the Rebbein Shem, they saw at the time of the Shivut, they could see the Machfeya, they saw the Libnas and Sapir sitting by Rebbein Shem, they saw that at the time of the Shivut Mitzrayim, Rebbein Shem had the brick in front of him as well. Klal Yisrael working bricks, Rebbein Shem had bricks. That is, Rebbein Shem is b'shtafta p'tzara. And be'emes, this idea that Rebbein Shem is with us in the Tzara is something that was promised already to Yaakov Avinu when he went down to Golos Mitzrayim. Rebbein Shem promised him, Anochi Eiridimcha Mitzrayim, I'll go down with you to Mitzrayim. The Makoros in Chazal and in Rishonim, that this Nekuda, this Musuk, that Rebbein Shem is Yeridimonim Mitzrayim, comes down with us to Golos. It has three ramifications. It manifests itself in three different ways. The first is that Kaviyochel, when Klal Yisrael have a Tzorah, when Klal Yisrael have a Golos, Kaviyochel Rebbein Shem is also the Tzorah. like we say, v'cholzerosom loitzor. The Medrash Rabbah in Shemoy says that that's why Ribbono Shel Olam, when he appeared to Moshe in a snare, in a mokum, in a kitzin, in a mokum, a thorny bush. Why he was saying that if Klal Yisrael are in a thorny place, if Klal Yisrael is suffering, Kavyachol Ribbono Shel Olam is also suffering together with Klal Yisrael. The Or HaChaim HaKadosh says that that's Taichin, Anochi Eridim Cho Mitzrayimo. Mitzrayim is Lashon Meitzar and Tzorah. Ribbono Shel Olam is Patricha Tzorah. And the Medrash in Tehillim, Medrash Shechatov in Tehillim, in five places, Taichis Psukim, Aderach Zeh, that if the Ribbono Shel Olam is Betzorah, if Klal Yisrael Betzorah, Ribbono Shel Olam is Betzorah, and if Klal Yisrael then have Yeshua from the Tzorah, that is Memeda, the Yeshua of the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's Taich. In Yogi Libi, be Yeshua Secho. We will be happy, be Yeshua Secho, not be Yeshua Seinu, be Yeshua Secho, in your Yeshua, Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's also Taich in the words, Lemani Chotzun Yedidecho, Hishia Yimincho Va'aneni. In order to save Yedidecho Klal Yisrael, Hishia Yimincho, save your Yimin, Kaviyacho, Ribbono Shel Olam. Va'aneni. And it's brought down from the Zohar Kodesh that that's Taich in Kila Hashem HaYeshua on Am Cho B'Chosechus Tala. If Al Am Cho B'Chosechus Tala, if Klal Yisrael have a bracha, then it's Kila Hashem HaYeshua. And that's also the Bia that is saying, Ani V'Hoi HaYeshua No. It's not only the Ani, it's also the V'Hoi Ribbono Shel Olam HaYeshua No. And they also Taich Yeshua Scho Kivitzi Hashem, Yo Yeshua Kivitzi Hashem, Adero Sehem. The Roshani is, what do we gain from the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is Mishtatef now Tzorah? I mean, Zichus is a big thing. Ribbono Shel Olam is Mishtatef now Tzorah. And Bemis, every Eid of Klal Yisrael B'Tzorah, one has to be Mishtatef. And there are many stories about the Gdolei HaDor, how they were Mishtatef with the Tzorah of Klal Yisrael, the Chofetz Chaim, during the First World War, when many Yidden were suffering. The Chofetz Chaim didn't sleep in bed. During that tkufa, he said, how can I sleep in bed if there's so many Yidden suffering? Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, who was the Rav in Brisk, there was a tkufa when there was a big fire in Brisk, and many Yidden's houses burnt down, and during that tkufa, he didn't live at home. How can he live in his own house when so many Yidden don't have a house? The Gdolim were Mishtatev B'Tzoros Klal Yisrael, Tzachiv, and everybody to Mishtatev B'Tzoros Klal Yisrael, because we're all one. But Parshas Klal Yisrael don't gain so much from the Gedolim Mishnatav. We don't really gain from that. But there are many Makuris, we'll bring some of them later, that when Ribbono Shel Olam is Mishnatav now Tzorah, that's a big gain for us. And the Shaila is what that is. And before we explain that, let's first speak out the other two Bechinas of what is this Anochi Eridim Cho Mitzrayimo. Two other ways that this manifests itself. There's the fact that Ribbono Shel Olam is Mashkiach over Klal Yisrael Begolus. Ribbono Shel Olam, when Klal Yisrael Begolus, it could be terrible, but there's always Ribbono Shel Olam looking after them. There's always Ribbono Shel Olam there making sure that things don't get too bad. There was, even during the Second World War, the Meir Yeshiva escaped to Shanghai, and they went through many weeks of enemy territory, and they stayed for many years with the allies of the Nazis, Yimach Shemom, and literally daily they saw Nissim after Nissim. That was the Ashkoch of Ribbono Shel Olam. Even during difficult times, Ribbono Shel Olam is Mashkiach of the Klal Yisrael. We find this, there's a Gemara in Megillah. The Gemara says, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shekol Mokim Shegolu, Shchinei Moim. When they go to Mitzrayim, Shchinei Moim. When they went to the Golus in Bovel, Shchinei Moim. And the Gemara brings Psukim for that. And then it says, Va'af kishasidim likloel shchina imoyim. Even when they're being redeemed, shchina imoyim. The morale, it's already the morale brings down from the Rajbo in Chiddush HaGodes, asks the following kasha, what's the af? Even when Klal Yisrael being redeemed, shchina imoyim. Morale gives a teretz. Morale says that we're referring to the fact that Ribbono Shel Olam, this Gemara is referring to the fact that Ribbono Shel Olam is Mashkiach over Klal Yisrael for Golus. And one could have thought that during Golus, a person needs Ashkocha. During Golus, Ribbono Shel Olam has to look after you because there's so many enemies. there's so many people attacking you, but during a time of redemption, maybe you don't need the Ashgacha so much. And that the Gemara is saying, Va'af, even at time of redemption, you'll be Zeicha to Ashgacha Ribbon Shem. But what you see from this Maral, he's teaching the Gemara to mean that there's a Musig of Ribbon Shem Ashgiach on us, Bateicha Gons. The Shlach HaKadosh explains that that's the Vehisha Omda. When we say Vehisha Omda, what do we mean? He, that stood for Klal Yisrael, and it carries on throughout our Golias, through every generation. There's people who stand up against us, Ribbono Shel Olam protects us. The Vehi is this Musig. The Shlach HaKadosh says it's this Musig that Ribbono Shel Olam. The Vehi refers to the Shechina comes down with us, and the Shechina is Mashgiach over us. The third bechina of this, the Ribbono Shel Olam, is Anochi Eridum Chol Mitzrayimo. It's mavua that it means that this is a sibba, this is a cause that the Ribbono Shel Olam should take us out of Golus, that we should go out of Golus. We're in Golus, Ribbono Shel Olam comes down to Golus with us, and that itself causes that we should go out. That is machayev, that we should go out of that Golus, we should be redeemed at the end of the day. The Pasuk says, Anochi Eridum Chol Mitzrayimo, V'Anochi Elche Gam Aloi. It's mavua in the Medrash that one can teach Anochi Eridum Chol Mitzrayimo, V'Anochi Elche Gam Aloi. They are linked. Because Ribbono Shel Olam comes down with us to Mitzrayim, therefore Anochi Elche Gam Aloi, it's muchach that we're going to be redeemed at the end of the day. And be'emes it's the Churam Furish Pasuk. The Pasuk says, we say in Yoshib Sisi Elin, we say, Yikra'eni ve'enehu imoy anochi b'tzara achatzeyu v'achabdeyu. We say the imoy anochi b'tzara, we say the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us to b'tzara, and it starts off Yikra'eni ve'enehu, Ribbono Shel Olam will answer us, and the pasuk ends off achatzeyu v'achabdeyu. I will redeem you, I'll take you out v'achabdeyu. So we see that the imoy anochi b'tzara helps us be redeemed in the end of the day. So, to recap, we've said that there's three bechinas in that the Ribbono Shel Olam comes down with us to Golus. Firstly, the Ribbono Shel Olam is kaviyochol mistar with us. Secondly, the Ribbono Shel Olam takes care of us whilst we're still in Golus. And thirdly, the Ribbono Shel Olam, that is a sibba that we should be redeemed at the end of the day. And be'emes, these three in Yonim are all kshurim, they're all connected to each other. Because we asked earlier, Ribbono Shel Olam is kaviyochol mitzdar in our tzara. What do we gain from that? There are many maramakomos that the fact that the Ribbono Shel Olam is mitzdar with us, that brings, at the end of the day, to the redemption. The fact that Ribbono Shel Olam is there in the Golus, Ribbono Shel Olam is kaviyochol mitzdar with us, that is the reason why, the cause that we'll be redeemed at the end of the day. We haven't got time to go through all the maramakomos, but let me add one point. It's not just that that's the cause, but that allows, this is an opportunity that we should be able to daven for the Ribbono Shel Olam's tzara kaviyochol. The Ribbono Shel Olam is with us for tzara. We don't need to daven about our own tzara. We can daven about the Ribbono Shel Olam's tzara. Reb Chaim Volozhin, Nefesh HaChaim Shabbos, speaks to Sant Barichas, Shabbos Perek Yudalev. He says that be'emes every tefillah, when a person's with tzara, every tefillah that he davens should be not just davening for his own tzara. In fact, he shouldn't daven for his tzara at all. He should say, if I'm the tzara, kaviyochol Ribbono Shel Olam's tzara, Ribbono Shel Olam has been mitzrayim with me, and therefore I've got to daven for Ribbono Shel Olam's tzara, and that will bring to redemption. And he brings two riyas for this. He says, well, tefillah is b'mokum korban. A korban was tzarech gavoya, it wasn't. The reason you bring a korban for the tzarech Ribbono Shel Olam, so tefillahs which are in the b'mokum korban are also going to be davening for the Ribbono Shel Olam. And the second riot is that be'emes, what's pshat that a person is going to daven? Ribbono Shel Olam put you in the tzara. Ribbono Shel Olam says you're meant to be in that tzara. What's pshat you're davening that you should be taken out of this tzara? Must be that when you're davening, if you're a b'tzara, then Ribbono Shel Olam is b'tzara. Obviously, Ribbono Shel Olam is kaviyochol not meant to be in that tzara. It's a stira to the most of Ribbono Shel Olam to be in that tzara. And therefore, it's past the daven for Ribbono Shel Olam to be taken out of the Torah. You're meant to be in the Torah. But if your Torah is linked to Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, therefore you can daven for Ribbono Shel Olam's Torah, and Rebbe Yishim, who's not meant to be in that Torah, therefore your tefillahs will be in the scabbard if you damage Rebbe Yishim's Torah. And he says that that's in Nechash and Nechoshes. When Yidden was suffering from Nechoshim, the Midbar, Rebbe Yishim said, put a Nechash and Nechoshes up there. And he says, Chaim Volozhin says that that's Pshat, that Rebbe Yishim was telling them that if you're suffering from Nechoshim down here, then remind yourselves that I am Kaviyachol up there suffering from Nechoshim, the same Nechoshim as you're suffering from, and therefore daven for my Torah, and through that you'll be Nitzan. Hayisim Dvarenu, the fact that the Rebbe Yishim is mitzdar with us in our Torah, that itself is a Sibba for Yeshua. That itself is a Sibba that we can daven for Rebbe Yishim's Torah, and that will redeem us. If we daven for our own Torah, we're meant to be there. But if we daven for Rebbe Yishim's Torah, that is appropriate Tefillah, and that will take us out. And that can be also pshat, in that the Rebbe Yishim, in the other Bechina, the Rebbe Yishim is Mashkiach on us in Golos. Rebbe Yishim, even whilst we're still in Golos, Rebbe Yishim takes care of our needs. Why is that? Because if our Torah is linked to Rebbe Yishim's Torah, if we're B'Torah, Rebbe Yishim's Kaviyachol B'Torah, well, Rebbe Yishim, as we said, it's not meant to be in Torah, it's a steer to the Mus of the Rebbe Yishim. Rebbe Yishim is not meant to be there. And therefore, Rebbe Yishim's Torah can't be too bad. It can't be total destruction. And if Rebbe Yishim's Torah can't be total destruction, our Torah can't be, because our Torah is linked to that. And that is what we mean. That is why Rebbe Yishim, that is what we mean when Rebbe Yishim is Mashkiach Lein B'Golos. Rebbe Yishim, the fact that Rebbe Yishim is with us in Golos, that guarantees that our Torah can't be too bad. Let's return to Shavuot. When we say that Rebbe Yishim was Yorid, Anochi Eirim Chametzraimo, it wasn't just to a Gash mystic at Golos. It wasn't just to a Gash mystic at Tzara. Rebbe Yishim, Golos Mitzrayim, as we said before, was a Ruch mystic at Tzara as well, a gross Ruch mystic at Tzara, and part, that was the Chorah, the Ikat Tzara. And therefore, when it says Rebbe Yishim was Yeridimoyim Mitzrayim, Rebbe Yishim wasn't just Yeridimoyim to the Gash mystic at Tzara, it was to the Ruch mystic at Tzara as well. And that itself was a Sibba for them to be extricated, to leave that Ruch mystic at Tzara. In Shoivim, when we're reading about this, and we're lining about this, and that itself is Mesugal, that we should be taken out of our Ruchnius Tikatara. One should always remember, every private business remember, that if you're in the Torah Ruchni, Rebbe Yishim is there together with you, and that itself is a Sibba that you should be redeemed. Thank you.